The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Castia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted to dream. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. You know that I love this, and you know that I'm a life and business transformational success coach. I'm a strategist, and I'm a number one international best-selling author, and I illuminate and empower others to find and embrace their life purpose, live their highest vision, and forge a strong foundation to soar to success. For more information, please visit us at ldcstrategies.com and, of course, LorianneCastia.com. Today on our show, I'm really excited because I have another sister author from Women Who Dream. I'm so proud of this book that went international bestseller in 6 countries back in July of 2022. That's right. It was only a couple months ago. And we all were biting our nails as we scheduled this together and went on this journey together. And it's really exciting. The exciting part is the chapter of our guest today is called Soul Answers, Soul, S-O-U-L Answers. And I'm so excited to speak to and welcome to the show Lauren Oberle from, I believe you're from mermaidlight.com, right? Okay. You're, I think you're on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, hi.
I'm sorry. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the show. It happens. Sometimes we just hit a button. So, and for the radio listeners, we also Zoom this. So if you want to go check it out, we're on YouTube. We're also on all of my social as well at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. So Soul Sisters, you're a sister author of Women Who Dream. We're so proud of this, aren't we?
Yes. Yes. So grateful. Yeah.
So amazing. So tell me about yourself. Who are you? How did you get involved with this? And the mermaidlight.com, I want to talk about Mermaid Light, your company, but let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lauren Oberle. I'm from Newark, Delaware. I'm a single mom of a 2.5-year-old little girl, sweet little girl, Lily.
Shout out to Lily.
Again, I'm the founder of the Mermaid Light. And a little bit about myself, after a near-death experience 2 years ago, and going through a toxic marriage, divorce, parenting, single parenting, I realized that fast forward to deciding to divorce, I was the common denominator to my toxic relationship. So I needed to heal myself and, heal myself with relationships. So during a deep meditation, the Mermaid Light, the name came to me, and I pretty much needed to aim to awaken my soul. One soul at a time when I decided to open up my coaching business. But I just serve as a vessel for holistic healing, energy work. I'm not sure if you've seen it. I'm now a Theta Reiki master. I was just a Reiki master, but I went. Yeah. So now I've always been into Theta. And I didn't realize, I was like, okay. So I went back in my certification for Theta Healing too. And it's just the next level of energy work, for anybody that doesn't know anything about, Reiki healing. And so I just serve as, the vessel for the healing, the energy work, and the spiritual guidance.
Anytime we do act as the vessel, we're the people who are just guided to give the direction and help and assistance. That's what we do as coaches. We don't tell you what to do. We guide you in the direction of what you choose to do. We just maybe answer some of those questions and help you understand what it is that you do want to do and what you don't want to do. And you do it through energy work. So what inspired you to share your story?
After I knew, and I mean, put this into the best way. So after, I always felt like I didn't belong here, meaning on earth. Like I felt like I was different. I felt like, you know, this is weird. People are weird. You know, like, am I just a weird person? And I realized that I had a higher calling and purpose here on earth, and the universe was shifting me no matter what I wanted to do, you know, egotistically or not. And my higher self was screaming at me. I wasn't listening. Intuitively, I knew that I had all the clairvoyance, clairsentient, claircognizance. And then I needed to, you know, to fully embrace my divine feminine side and balance the masculine and feminine together, which is why that I'm so passionate about helping women balance that as well. Because I truly believe that we all decide to come to Earth as divine beings, and then our traumas, past experiences, you know, all of the karmic debt, all of that gets in the way, and it kind of gets a little bit difficult at times to believe in yourself.
Sure. And I've always causes things, just to change it, the language a little and reframe it, is that causes some of the blocks that we feel that we have that stop us from getting forward. Sometimes we feel like we're at the gate and ready to run the race, and we can't seem to open up that gate. And that's basically what it is it's some blocks, karma, some things that we have to contend with and really face head on, right? And you help them do it energetically, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what inspired you to share your story?
Yes. And just through another meditation, it was just, again, like with, for the clairvoyance, clairsentience, I just get intuitively downloads from the universe, and they usually get very loud, and they're just messages from my higher self. And, you know, regardless of whatever, you know, you believe in, higher self, power, source, co-creator, it was like, this is what you need to do, and you need to do it now. So here's
the magical thing, because I get the downloads as well. Here's the magical thing is we all get downloads. It's whether or not we pay attention to them. So some people have asked me, well, when you say you get downloads, or you're here and you're contacting your source, God, universe, whatever your higher power is, as you said as well, is that we do have that capability if we're listening and we're intuitive and we go inside. All of our success codes are already inside of us. It's a matter of listening to our higher self, our higher power, that allows us to really connect with it. So what you do is you hear it and you follow it. For me, my reaction always is, and I know when I'm downloading for someone else, is I get flushed with goosebumps. I have an actual physical reaction to it, as well as hearing what I hear. So it's really kind of exciting. Who do you serve? Like, who is your avatar?
So my avatar is mainly, you know, entrepreneurs. I have ADHD, so I'm very connected with a lot of, believe it or not, I didn't realize how many people actually have ADHD. And it's usually kind of developed or undiagnosed through either a spiritual awakening or a huge traumatic event. And I feel like a lot of my clients are, you know, drawn to me because I always believe that I'm not going to chase anymore. Whatever is for me will be attracted to me. Single moms, a lot of single moms. I always call it astrology. People that love astrology, my friends make fun of me all the time because they're like, Lauren, stop talking about astrology. And I'm like, but it just makes sense. So, in short, to answer your question, anybody that's dealing with past trauma, you know, a lot of it could be, you know, being molested, raped, anything in that sort. It seems like that's pretty much my avatar for now. You know,
no, that's great. And I love what you said. I just want to circle back to something that you said about what your friends say to you. And it's so funny when you're a unicorn, I love to call us unicorns. When we're light leaders and we're unicorns, people are like, what the heck are you doing? I don't understand it. It's okay. It's because they're not sure, they're not ready for it, but we know where we are. So as I will always say, and I will say to you, and you know this, is that we just continue to move forward regardless, because astrology is important to you. Astrology is one of the methodologies that you utilize to help serve the very people you are destined to serve. So I love that, you know, I love that you say that, they say that, and you're like, yeah, okay. And you move on. It's like, I learned when I got certified as an herbalist, my kids used to call me the witch. And I was like, all right, whatever. But in the meantime, I was making tinctures and things like that, because that's what I was supposed to do then to help cure something that, you know, a situation that I had. And I find it also, anytime I'm doing something I'm destined to do, it's a very calming practice. And I'm sure you understand that too. It's like when we're in, time goes away, and it is just, we're really, we're in our place. We're in our mojo. We're in our wheelhouse. We feel yummy. You know, there's a yumminess, a positiveness, right? You feel that too?
I was going to say, when you said witch, I've always been called a witch. I've always called myself a witch, because when I was a kid, I used to play with dirt and leaves and just make all this stuff. And I was like, obviously I'm all about the light. I'm, you know, all of that, but I, in a sense, I actually just started to, you know, kind of go towards, like you say, herbalist. Like, I feel like that's something that will be in my future, because I'm, as they call them, you know, a green witch. So I had to first heal myself. I mean,
yes,
like that's
always
Reiki, and then, you know, heal my, you know, body, and, you know, start to like nutrition and all of that stuff that comes together. And I realized, like, I enjoy doing that. And I enjoy like cooking. I used to hate cooking. And it was just because everything was just so out of whack. And, you know, I just wasn't happy with my, you know, self. So, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I love doing that. Like, I, you know,
it's so true. And so how we change the world is by changing ourselves. We start here, and we go inside, and we need internal validation. We don't need external validation. By the way, if you ever want to get certified by an incredible herbalist who brought herbalism over to the United States, Rosemary Gladstar Slick. I think she's called Rosemary Gladstar now. I think she dropped the slick part, but when I was training with her and got certified by her, she had all three names. And I have a lot of names too. So
I'll have to, yeah, we'll definitely be in
contact. Yeah, Sage Mountain, and she's up in Vermont. Sage Mountain, and she's up in Vermont, and there's divine connection with this. You know that? Because that's why you just said that.
And popping to my mind. And this morning I was like, I have to talk to her about this herbal, because I know you're an herbalist. I was like, that's in my future.
yes, right on the wall next to me is a certification from Sage Mountain Herbal Center. So, and I got that back in 2001. So it was a while ago that I did that, but I had been, you know, making tinctures and learning all about that. Then I decided I wanted to get certified because I really wanted to utilize it to help other people. And she was amazing. So here's a really, out of box question for you. And then I really want to talk in the second half about your chapter Soul Answers, but here's a little bit of an out of box question is, what are you not good at? Cause you're so good at so many things.
I have to say, and this could be, I don't want to say it's a bad thing. It's hard for me because I'm an empath, obviously. I have a lot of empathy and sympathy. So it's hard for me, and I see people as not humans. I see them as souls and how I can help them. And it's hard for me, or I should say it's harder for me to disconnect when I know somebody needs my help and I can help them. So that's, I'm not good at that all the time. I'm not one of those people that... So for me, I know that this is my passion. This is my journey here on earth. And I know that if this is something passionate, I will always have abundance. And it's kind of like, if I'm going to put it in layman's terms. So a lot of people in the spiritual world is very scammy and people just do it for money. I don't do this for money, but magically I'm like, oh, my bank account, like, you know, not all the time, you know, I overspend or whatever, you know, but I'm like, oh, my bank account. Like I don't worry about selling the next thing or doing this to be a scammer or, you
universe
know,
universe always provides, right? Universe always provides. And so you don't have to do things like that. That's why it makes our job harder when we have the people in any industry, we have good people and bad people. Yeah. It's the hardest part.
But then I have to take a step back. And I'm mastering that over this last year. I have to take a step back when I have those, you know, this isn't the right time, you know, going with the flow, you know, doing my own energy healing, which I had to remind myself the last couple weeks. And it's just like, you know, sometimes that that disconnect is good. And it's also something that I'm not always good at, but I know that, you know, the universe will always provide. So I trust. So, you know,
and one wants trust, but also it's so good because you're noticing it. You know, half of the problem is recognizing, okay, what's going on, you know, because things don't happen to us. You know, it happens because of things that we're doing, and we're generating the vibration to bring it to us. And so we just have to go with it. And by trusting, abundance is always present. There's enough for all of us. And that's the magic that a lot of people don't understand. It's not like, how come they're so lucky? It's not. Is one is that you trust, but you also take action. And it's real important to any success is taking action. You don't just sit back and wait for it to come to you. You move on and you go what intuitively you're feeling like you need to do that particular day. And I love that. And what you're really not good at, no worries. You know, there's always people like myself who can give you, I can give you some tools, by the way, if you want to help you through that, that allows you to, you know, recognize it sooner. It's about recognizing it sooner. It used to take me 2 weeks. Then it took me, you know, a week, then it took me a couple of days, and now I can recognize it on the spot and turn it. And that's just practice. It's like everything else. We have to practice it. We have to take action on it. We have to recognize it. Once we recognize it, anything is possible, right? And I love the abundance of the universe.
Yeah, self-awareness was, I'm grateful to learn, you know, it took me a little bit, a lot of my own healing mentor that I still work with, but is self-awareness. And it's because if I'm being triggered by somebody, and, you know, it could be, I don't know, somebody drives crazy outside, you know, am I not being patient with myself? Is there a message? I actually just went through this morning with a client. She was talking and I just intuitively said to her, but what if it's just a message for you and not you needing more healing? And I was like, that message was for me actually, because I had to remind myself of that. So I just have this, you know, I have this boundary with the universe. And I have this agreement that if I'm doing healing sessions, I'm also healing. And that's why I reiterated this morning or earlier that, you know, I'm not a healer, because people can look at me and they're like, oh, you're a healer, you can heal me. No, 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 no. Like, I always have to say that I'm just the vessel. I've done inner work. I'm still doing it. I feel like nobody's healed. We're all healing. But I feel like, you know, I have to say that because I'm not, if you're a believer, and if I'm telling you that you're blind and you truly believe that I can fix your blindness, it's going to happen. It's that kind of like energy exchange. So I always say that because I'm like a healer. Like, okay, so she can heal all my problems. You know, this was like years ago. And I was like, no, that doesn't even make sense. But
we don't, as a coach, heal anything. It's all within you. Yeah. It's we guide you. And that's why you say you're not a healer. You do guide. We coach, yeah. We guide. We give you we put you in the direction if you so choose to take it. You know, right. We can bring people to the water, but we can't shove their heads in it. And even if we do, if they don't drink, you know what? It's not a good idea to shove their heads in the water anyway. That's drowning and stuff. Just joking. but yeah, I understand.
That's that Abby had shared, our other dream sister, when I'm a lighthouse and I can guide you to shore, but I can't, you know, I'm not a lifeguard. I think that's what it was. I think I messed that up. Sorry. But it's something like that. I used to be the lifeguard and help everybody, but I'm just the light tower and I'm going to guide you to shore versus, you know, helping people that don't necessarily want it at the time, or it's not for them at the time.
Well, and we can only work with people who are ready and willing to work and ready and willing to take those steps and whatever that step means. That's why we all have many tools. I know our listeners, you all have heard me speaking to many of my sister authors of Women Who Dream. And so many of them have multiple modalities that they utilize. We have all these tools because different tools work for different clients of ours. And we want to make sure we have as many tools as possible, or partners, like I have Lauren as a partner who when we work together, and we, you know, definitely will in the future, when we work together, we help our clients collectively get where they need to be. So universe puts us together for all the right reasons. So people come into our lives for reason, season, lifetime. I'm sure you've heard that before. For a purpose. And that's, you know, our purpose. We know what it is. We've really identified it. And you know, really very quickly, what's your favorite word?
I love that for you. Well, that's not a word. Love. I use a word. I have like a phrase. I love that for you. I say that all the time.
I love that for you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Or I catch myself a lot of saying, let's move forward. And I'm like, why do I'm annoyed with myself. I'm like, why do I keep saying that? Like, let's move forward.
Because we don't use rearview mirrors. Rearview mirrors are only to look behind you. And there's no reason to look behind you. We want to move forward. So it's a great phrase. And I love your phrase. I love that for you. It's very nurturing and it's opening. So that's why you say it. So don't be annoyed with yourself. It's because you're inclined to do that. And when you have that intuitive nature to say that term, it's real important. It's like my clients, I call them super balls because they are. They're a very specific group of people who have alignment with certain, identifiable traits that really put them in that category. But you are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. We're going to take a short little break. We're going to come back, talk more with Lauren Oberle, themermaidlight.com. You're going to want to check that website out, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kasdia. And if you would like to be a guest or lift up your business or product or not-for-profit, or if you just have a question or comment, please email us at LA. No, that's not it. It's at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. There's my super ball kicking in. I'm already on the next conversation. healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And whether your goal is improving your health, increasing your prosperity in business, developing a business and marketing strategy, nurturing your soul, you're in the right place. I can help you shift your mindset, harness your talents, remove your resistance, rise above your self-guided limitations, and you'll be empowered to create your desired reality. And I look forward to guiding you in the near future. In the meantime, we are here with my sister author, Lauren Oberle. She is unbelievable. And she wrote Soul Answers in Women Who Dream. There you go, my girl. Love that you're promoting it. Women Who Dream. And she has a company called The Mermaid Light. And oh my God, I'm having so much fun today, Lauren. I can't even tell you. So let's talk about Soul Answers. Let's talk about your chapter. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what the chapter is about and what someone can expect without giving it away.
So just a little sneak peek about my chapter is I've always believed in magic, the unseen. Through my childhood, I would just say things just as an innocent child, as we all once were. All of us still are child of the universe. My self-limiting self-beliefs, those stories I told myself that I'm not worth it, that my self-confidence, you know, I don't love myself, you know, you're not worthy of anything, you know, you don't deserve this, really got me into a lot of toxic relationships. I probably had about 4 or 5 different spiritual awakenings. I might be dramatic about that, but I feel like every little thing, it's like the next level. I'm always like evolving.
Not dramatic. We're supposed to have these pivots in our lives. Those pivots, those big tragedies or big aha moments give us opportunity for growth. Yep. And you have taken that opportunity every time.
Yes.
You've accepted the challenge.
Yes. I feel like I'm always accepting a challenge. Yes.
Here you go. I'm right there with you.
Which is fine, because if I'm not growing, I'm not doing something right, or I'm not listening, you know, to my body. My dear friend Tara LaPera said to me, I need you to meet Kate Butler. I kind of followed her along, and your story is empowering. I need you, because she knows my whole story. I told her everything. She knows everything about me. And I said, no, you know, of course I had that, fear of the story of the,
judgmental, and right?
Yeah,
being judgmental.
I can't think of the word. It's just like, you know, nobody, I don't have a message for anybody. I can't do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. I did it scared. And, you know, I had my first Zoom call with you guys, and I was like, oh my gosh, like these are my like dream sisters. And I forget who even made us like said, oh, the dream sisters or, you know, and I was like, that is so, that's true. Cause I call people soul sisters or.
Might have been me.
I know. I was going to say dream sisters. Oh my gosh. Yes. Because I feel like we all have people in our lives, but I feel like our community of co-authors, it's just different. It's just like the way that Kate had made the, our, you know, our little,
She's brilliant. Community.
It's just like, did she handpick us? She must have. I'm like, no, she co-created with the universe.
And but it's co-creation definitely, you know, guided, definitely divinely guided. Yes. And it's so funny you said on that first Zoom call, I thought I was going to throw up because I thought I was behind the eight ball. I didn't know where I was going. I feared my own, you know, I have my own writing fear. But Kate said something to me that was very powerful, which was, Lorianne, you need, you know, is your fear greater than your need to share your story if you can help one person? When she said that, it was a no-brainer. It was easy for me to do. But still, I was petrified on that Zoom call. I'm like, all these people know how to do this and I don't.
Yeah, well, that's me like behind the screen. I'm like, and a lot of, you know, and that's why I always say like, she's literally like an earth angel. And I call myself an earth angel because it really stuck with me when I'm not sure. Did you, the event that, was in Jersey, with the talks with the masters. Yes. And when she looked at, she said, I get to hug you. And I said, and that stuck with me. And she was like, you're a very bright light. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that was my confirmation that, you know, I was in the right place. And that's before the book was published, that, you know, obviously our drafts were in by then, but it's just, I constantly needed, you know, those calls monthly with you guys, or just like, connecting with, you know, different people, because this is how I'm helping my own, you know, healing journey.
And we learn from each other and we make each other better. And it's really nice to know there are other unicorns out there. When you're back in your home and you're surrounded by other people that just don't get what you do. I mean, I have a bestie. I love her to death. She loves me. No matter what I do, she is my biggest supporter and, you know, superstar. But half the time she's like, I don't know what you do. I don't understand it, but you go. I'm so proud of you. And I love her for that. She's like, nah, I don't know. But she, you know, she totally supports me and she sees that it fills me up and that what I'm doing is I'm able to help other people like you're doing. You're totally supported. You are a bright light, by the way, like beaming bright. It's, if you guys can't see this on the video here, I can tell you that I can see it. It is just amazing how sparkly you are. And that's a really good thing because as light leaders, we need to be sparkly. We need to be something that someone wants to come closer to and be the representative of. And that's why we go through what we serve our former selves. We go through what we go through so that we can serve our former selves, so that we can serve people from a knowing place. Yeah, been there, done that. I got the t-shirts, a couple of them, and I didn't do it right the first time either, or the first couple of times, right? I finally got it right, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
more about soul answers.
So then I, you know, started going through my first spiritual awakening is what I'm going to call it. And, you know, I got tons of downloads from the universe. And, you know, a lot of lessons and experiences. And I personally needed to always, when I was a child, if I was in trouble, I wanted to know why. And it's because I needed to understand for myself.
Are you sure we're not related? I got in so much trouble because I would ask those questions because I needed to know. So yeah. I didn't repeat it also. I don't like repeating mistakes.
Yes. And that's, and you know, if I'm, I had to force myself to reflect on all of that. And I realized that life is just life and it's an experience and lessons. And just learning all of that, I realized that I recycled every single cycle and experience for probably 29 years. And then realizing just because my parents did one thing and told me I needed to do this, I was a people pleaser and I wanted to, you know, I'm not going too far into this, but you know, I, when I, I, literally can remember when I'm 6 and 7 years old and dealing with big, huge emotions that my parents just were, you know, they were learned and it was just like, they tried their best. And my parents are great. My parents are my, you know, my support team. I wouldn't know what to do without them. But I also never knew how to use my own voice to stick up for me. And my inner child was screaming, like, say something. But at the time it was disrespectful or anger. And I needed to then figure out a way that I could look, you know, in a sense, everybody gets angry. So I had to figure out a way that, you know, I could have a relationship with every single emotion that I went through. If it's anger, if it's, you know, and that's kind of what I do with my clients because, you know, they need to know why they're angry and you're allowed to be angry, but you need to love on angry and then accept it because if not, you know, you're one being. So it's you masculine and feminine. So you need to figure out how that you guys, you know, your higher self and your ego can get along. And that's pretty much what I wrote in my chapter because it was me literally in a mental prison with myself. And that's all of us here. And it's just like, I literally did not understand that. And probably until a year and a half ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. So this is me. Like, this is my fault. Obviously, you know, you're not. And this is a huge quote that I say all the time that you are not responsible for your trauma, but you are responsible for your healing.
And so you're responsible for your reaction to the trauma and how you feel, right? So, and we do, we self-imprison ourselves. Nobody else can imprison ourselves. We do it to ourselves because we have other expectations. And it funny, yours piggybacks on mine, my chapter of two choices, because I speak specifically about that's a you issue, that's a me issue, and learning how to separate those two things. So we can be people pleasers, but we have to understand there's a point of demarcation where it's no longer, we can be supportive in your cheerleader like my girlfriend, but we also need to make sure that we create boundaries to understand, okay, there's nothing I can do more than be your support and be there and be your cheerleader or help guide you or help lead you and be your lighthouse, as you said earlier. But I can't take it on. And as empaths, we have a propensity to take things on and own it. I remember being young and feeling pain of other people and not understanding like, doesn't even have anything to do with me. Why am I feeling weepy and upset? And I actually literally would feel the pain in my chest. And I had to learn how to separate that. So your process of going through that. And by the way, I love you for that. and I love that for you using your term, that's really wonderful that you took. And yeah, our parents are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have. We all do. We can only make our best efforts based on the information we have at the time. So we need to be kind to ourselves first and to others. But if we're speaking badly to ourselves, we're then going to speak badly outward. And that's why our languaging changes. And your languaging now is just so positive and so beautiful and so accepting and so, you know, knowledgeable that you really are in ethereal. You're up in the ether and we need to bring you down so that people, you know, the normies, as I call them, can connect with you because you have so much to give them and so much direction and help to give them. Speaking of help, at themermaidlight.com, you are actually offering our listeners some free downloads of a manifesting guide, a self-love journal, and a gratitude journal. I think that's really beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. So if you, as the listeners, go to themermaidlight.com, you will be able to find those downloads as a gift to us from Lauren. Lauren, that's very generous of you. Thank you for sharing you and sharing that. That is so, so wonderful. So what would you say is your biggest achievement to date?
My biggest achievement to date is at one point, and this is very, you know, it's probably 6 months to eight months ago, hating parts of myself that I now love. And I'm like, I need to breathe because I might get a little emotional. And not ever treating somebody that had hurt, that I let hurt me, not ever treating somebody the same way that they treated me. Obviously I held on to that, like you said, and tried to figure out what was happening. But I have to be proud of me. And if you asked me that question probably a year ago, I probably wouldn't tell you that. I probably would be in a victim mentality after my toxic, you know, marriage. But, you know, trauma and being, you know, constantly manipulated and gaslighted, it's truly a very dangerous. And I can sympathize. It's probably one of the hardest things to heal from, and, you know, codependency of relationships. So I never could walk in a room or go take myself out on a date. And now I can, and I actually enjoy it and I prefer it. You know, I love, you know, I do like people, but it's just, to love myself. And I literally, like, I can be by myself, and I never could do that before. I was always trying to find some type of, you know, distraction. Like I said,
that's the reaching outward as opposed to reaching inward. And it's scary reaching inward, because you feel like, well, what do I have inside? And everything is there. Everything is there. We just have to trust it. And the beautiful thing is when we are out the other end of that tunnel. And yes, I have a husband, same thing, gaslighting, narcissist, blah, blah. And I don't mean to minimize it, but after going through it, I'm so grateful. Yeah. Experiences of my past, because it makes me who I am today, which is, and I do, I love who I am. And I'm so grateful, even though it was painful at the time to go through it. And it was, I just couldn't wrap my head around some of the things that were going on, whether it's my husband or other people in my life, why I kept attracting that type of individual, and why I kept rinsing, repeating the same thing. And it was because I wasn't learning the lesson. And then when finally I got hit by the truck and backed up by the truck, not literally, but figuratively, I had a choice to either blow up the life and move on and make it bigger, better. I chose bigger, better, but I had to go back and eventually got to a point where I'm so grateful that I went through what I went through. And, but for the fact that I had that experience, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today, and wouldn't have been able to intellectually process and then put it in a book of what you do, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that we can get through this. And that's what you did. That's really bravery. That's courage, my friends. That is great courage to share pieces of yourself. It's a vulnerability that it takes great courage to step over. That's why we get emotional about it, because we took that big step and to share ourselves. That's like, whoo, I didn't, you know. I hear you. I feel it. I can feel it.
I'm like, she's going to feel this energy. Let me breathe.
And it's okay that you feel that energy and that you share that energy. Again, by sharing it, it makes it approachable. It makes people see, hey, I am that person. It's like somebody standing up there making, you know, multi-million dollars, and you look at them and are like, I could never be them. And then you see their vulnerability and you're like, wait a minute, I see that. I can do this. And that's what you do. You share pieces that we share pieces of ourselves, so that we can help other people see it and see that there's possibilities. And that's what you're doing now. And it's just so brave. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. So honored to be in this book with you and everything that you contribute. What's your why?
I was going to say my daughter, and I wanted to say that, you know, through all my experiences with
my daughter, Lily.
To be honest, I had to come to a place of gratitude, because if it wasn't for my ex-husband, I wouldn't have my daughter. And I don't know if I could ever live, you know, yes, I can live without my daughter, but it's in a metaphorical sense. She was the I say this to this day. I ask God for, please give me a way out of this. I need help. And, you know, I got pregnant. You know, then that all happened. And, you know, I just never worried about it. I just, you know, then I kind of planned going forward. And I don't think she'll ever really know how much she's the reason why I decided to heal, or she's the, you know, how much she's helped me decide to heal. And I just realized how many people are suffering in silence. And as much people as I can, if I can help one woman or one person know that just because of their past, I want to. And another reason why I decided to, you know, that I was so resistant to my healing was because I didn't want to have to live. I didn't want to have to relive my trauma again. And it hurt. So, you know, I needed to find a way on how I can do it without reliving all of those experiences and feeling all of that hurt. Yes. I mean, it, you know, of course it was emotional, but I needed to find a different way to heal myself without reliving all of that trauma again.
But we have to push through it. And by pushing through it, we do have to relive some of it, but we don't have to hold on to it and give it elevation and lift in our lives. It's like, okay, this is what happened. How can I make sure it doesn't happen again? What can I do? What was my part? What was their part? That this is a you thing. This is a me thing issue, right? And that's how we work through that feeling. But yeah, me too. I do it for my boys. I wanted to be better. And they were the saving grace, and also the best things I've ever done was having my boys. I'm sure you feel the same way about Lily.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's the sheer gift of us being here, to be able to learn. And we learn back and forth, not only from our children, and we will get our greatest learning curves from our children, I have found in my research, but also it also allows them to not repeat. So if we learn and we grow, it shows them as a, you know, we're a role model. And that's what you are. You're that beacon of life. You're light. You're showing your daughter a different way to do it. We're turning that page and not repeating the past and not looking in that rear view mirror. It's wonderful. One last thought is women who dream. A lot of people ask me about this, is why is it women who dream, only women dream? And I'm laughing. Yes, there you go, my girl. Hold that up. Women who dream, it's about 30 women who are dreaming. It doesn't mean it's just for women. This book is for everyone. It shows possibilities. It gives you tools. It talks about stories in a deep level, like your story, Soul Answers. And again, there's a bravery to each and every one of the women in this book sharing their stories. I'm so grateful that you came on today and shared yourself and your story. We get to know each other a little bit more. Yeah. And I would ask you, what were your last thoughts real quickly, to share with our listeners? Any last thoughts?
So for any of the listeners that are listening, I know that it can, if you're in any situation, you know, you don't know where to start. My biggest recommendation is just to start with something, and you can, every bad situation or bad, you know, experience or something that is negative, to turn it to gratitude, feel
it's an opportunity. Yes.
Yeah. That's basically, I've healed myself out of everything from my past pretty much, through gratitude. Think of the reason, one good reason to every negative reason. And eventually, you know, and if you talk negative to yourself, you'll have to write down 10, 10 reasons why. And then eventually you're like, I don't feel like writing 10 things. And that's just how I was. I'm like, I'm not writing 10 more things down. So it's just eventually you just don't focus on that stuff you don't focus on.
Understood. So how can they connect with you real quick?
On the Mermaid Light, themermaidlight.com, or social media, Facebook, Lauren Oberle, or Instagram.
Lauren Oberle, you are wonderful. Chapter is Soul Answers and Women Who Dream, themermaidlight.com. Please reach out to her. And thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle, Lauriane. With Lauriane, I am so blessed that you have chosen, and I know you have a lot of choices, to spend the time with Lauren and I today. You know, we really feel a lot of gratitude to you for doing that. And also, as I always say, if you're looking for a business coach, accountability, strategy, direction, a sounding board, or someone to help streamline your business or more, just reach out. You are really, really in the right place. Reach out to us at 516-983-3591, ldcstrategies.com, and let us help you soar to success. Thank you again for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lauriane. Look for our show next Saturday at 3 p.m. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.